there's radiotherapy. Now, on the left is the effect on recurrence, but this is mostly local recurrence in the conserved breast. So this is after you've done a breast-conserving surgery, should you irradiate the conserved breast? Well, you'll certainly reduce the risk of recurrence in the conserved breast. That's been known for ages, and the reduction there is very striking. You don't need randomization to show it, but it helps. And it doesn't, I mean, actually, it doesn't look as though this is any recurrence, but that's dominated by the extent to which you're preventing recurrence in the conserved breast. Well, recurrence in the conserved breast can actually be treated successfully in many cases. So is this going to do anything to survival? And the answer is yes, but you don't see much effect in the first few years. It's in years 5 to 14 that you see the main effect on breast cancer mortality. And then there's a separate question, and what's it going to do to heart disease mortality? And for that, you need to get all of the evidence from radiotherapy trials and also from radiotherapy given in non-trial contexts to actually sort out the details of what's the dose-response relationship for radiotherapy causing lung cancer, causing heart disease, causing actually even esophageal cancer. It does all of those things. But still, you finish up doing more good than harm if you give your radiotherapy carefully to appropriate patients. Anyway, this is a small difference, but it's real, because we've got 10,000 randomised, well, actually 11,000, but I'm counting in tens of thousands. So that's an example, and you can also look at the example of radiotherapy after mastectomy. So if you give mastectomy for node-negative disease, then actually that might well be enough. You might finish up doing more harm than good with radiotherapy. But if you're giving radiotherapy to node-positive disease, then I might better turn this machine off while I think about it. If you're giving radiotherapy to node-positive disease after mastectomy, then again, as long as you give your radiotherapy carefully, then you can finish up doing more good than harm in terms of not being dead 15 years later.